Australia's leading technology webcast.
www.techwebcast.info. Tech Talk for Geeks.
Tech Webcast is on hiatus until July the 10th, so here we present some excerpts from our archives. This is episode 80 of Tech Webcast, the best of Tech Webcast of 2010. We hope you like it and listen to our show on iTunes. Check out our website at www.techwebcast.info.
All right, let's talk about the iPad. What do you guys think of it? Are you going to buy one, or what's your opinion on it? Glenn, I've seen your video before, mate. Pretty cool video.
Yep.
I had seen your video. Can you sum it up? Was it just a video of you talking about it?
Pretty much going over the specs of it, my thoughts on it, that sort of thing.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. I might buy one. It depends. I want to see what applications come out for it first, mm-hmm. and some of the more amazing things that could be done with it.
Well, you can, like, the thing I sort of like, well, not really. I mean, I was hoping it had inbuilt USB ports, but you can get extension plugs to plug into the connector port, which I find to be annoying, but I guess, you know, as they've got a camera one, so I'm guessing you plug in your photo camera and you can put your photos onto it. But I'm hoping someone, you know, hacks the software and you can get a driver and hook up a webcam and get Skype or a modified version of Skype that allows video on the actual slate. Because that's, I mean, honestly, they should have had a camera in it.
Yeah, I know. Actually, something that was interesting was some developer in the developer kit found I think it might be in one of the applications or someone developing one of the applications. There was like a name, and if you tapped it, it said either use a current photo or take a photo. And when you tapped that, it gave him the option to actually take a photo, which is weird because there is no camera in it. So I don't know what happened there. And that was done by Apple, so.
Okay, so they're leaving that option there. So maybe you can hook up a webcam or a camera that's compatible with taking a photo over USB.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think that, I don't know if they're like working on the next gen already or something. Maybe the MyPad, something like that. But they, I don't know if that's like something that they were planning to put into it or something like that.
I honestly can't believe they called it the iPad. I mean, I'm happy it wasn't the iSlate.
Well, it's like a notepad sort of thing. I don't think that they were thinking of, like, female cosmetics or female stuff.
But they would have had to have seen the Mad TV ad, segment which was created.
I don't think
in
that 2007. They really
That's just crazy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I mean, it is part of the iGeneration, obviously, because it has the iPhone operating system. But, you know, like even Leo Laporte, I remember him saying that it's not going to have an i in it. But it just showed how wrong he was.
All right.
But I'm going by what.
All right, we'll go over to Glenn first, and then we'll go back to you, Bo. We'll get each opinions. At a go at each time. Glenn, what's your opinion on the iPad, mate? I know you did a video this afternoon.
Should I just go over like the specs?
Yeah,
of it,
sure,
then, like,
mate. Go right ahead, mate, and then we'll go over to Bo.
Okay, the dimensions of it were 9.56 inches, which is 242.8 millimeters. The width of it is 7.47 inches. It's 0.5 inches, which is 13.4 millimeters thick, which is insanely thin. That's fantastic. It'll fit in your hands really nicely. It has a LED backlit glossy display, which is pretty cool, with a great resolution of 1024 by 768. It can resist fingerprints, 1 gigahertz Apple A4 custom designed processor, and it has an accelerometer in it, ambient light sensor, and the capacity is 16 gigabytes, 32 gigabytes, or 64, which is pretty cool. So, I don't know. It looks pretty cool. I think that it's pretty promising. What I found pretty cool with it was the e-reader books functionality, the iBooks thing, because I think that could be quite promising. If you're on the go, you can read a book. Also, with the 3G support, if you're, say, trying to find your way somewhere, you can use the Maps application to use that as GPS, which is pretty cool. And they have some... They actually partnered up with Kindle, apparently, and I mean, I wouldn't think that they would do that because they're competing right now, the Amazon Kindle with this device. But Amazon apparently made their own app for the thing for their Kindle, so you can read Kindle books on it. It's pretty cool. They redesigned a lot of the applications that you'll find on the iPod Touch and iPhone. The YouTube application now has HD. And yeah, so that was pretty much the basics of it. I think that it's pretty cool. I think that it's pretty promising. I just want to see what they do with it, what applications come out for it, and then decide whether or not I want to get it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, the only issue I've got, well, it's not really an issue. It's just more of a concern. I mean, there is 3G one, but I don't think we'll be seeing it anytime soon until... I mean, the other issue, we don't have any... I mean, what's this micro SIM card that we're talking about?
Micro, I mean, SIM card? I think it was just a SIM card.
No, it's a micro. It's a different type of SIM card. It's a much smaller one. And that's what AT&T, whatever the hell that provided, that's the only one they're going to be manufacturing it or something.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come out here as well.
Well, I'm wondering because it's only a new type of SIM card. So, but apparently a lot of the newer devices coming out soon will be only supporting that or some shit. So,
well, remember that also. Australia and a lot of the European countries were all ahead of America because they're still primarily on CDMA rather than GSM networks. So, we're still quite far ahead of them. We're probably ahead of that game. I'm sure that Optus and some of the other people are already working on this.
Well, hopefully they are.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's talk about the features of the iPad and the price and the pricing. Is it going to be worth the money when it's out?
Yes.
It is? What about you, Bob?
I'd say so. Well, $499 is pretty good for Apple. I mean, usually they price things at about $1,000. So that was quite competitive of them. Also, with the applications, as I said, applications I think can be more customized and betterly, or the graphics of them and the overall speed that they render and stuff will be a lot faster and a lot crisper. So I think that could be promising. You can do a lot more with this device because it's bigger, more powerful. And I think that it'll be worth it for $499. That's just over with the iPod Touch.
Is that USD price?
Sorry?
Yeah, that's USD.
So what's it going to be in AUD when it comes out, do you reckon?
They haven't announced, but most likely... probably $550, something like that, if we're lucky. Yeah. Otherwise, probably $600.
Are you going to buy one, Bo? Are you going to have the money to buy one? Are you going to get one? What's your opinion on it, mate?
Well, I was thinking about it. You know, I don't know if I will actually get one in the end. I mean, it would be nice. It's touch screen and I'm after a touch. I mean, if it had the USB or an interface where I could plug in a video camera and use it to stream video, I would. Mm. But it lacks that feature and... the fact that it's probably going to be a bit expensive, and the fact that it's, you know, I mean, I was sort of disappointed that I was running the, you know, iPhone software, but I, you know, I knew it would be, it was going to be, I mean, the actual iPhone software is Mac OS X. It's just a modified version of it. And I think it's based on the, you know, the basic structure of the operating system. It's not it's not Snow Leopard. It's part of whatever version of Snow Leopard.
It's pretty much the core of it.
Yeah. It's got the genetics of Snow Leopard.
Next question I want to ask you, what's your opinion on the iPad?
The iPad. I've actually got a friend who works for Apple, and he's had one for a few months, but he evangelizes Apple around the world, so I haven't had a chance to meet up with him and check out his iPad. He lives in Sydney.
All right.
But for myself, I don't really have a lot of use for it. I don't think I'll be getting one because I've already got a desktop computer plus the iPhone plus a little Asus EEE PC.
Yep.
And most of those cover all the uses I have for computers these days. So it's not as portable as I was like. The reason I ended up getting the iPhone after I'd been telling a lot of friends not to get one because it was missing so many features, I put a few things together and thought about it and realized that it was exactly what I needed. I had one phone, Sony K800i, on one side of my belt hanging off there, and on the other side I had an iPod Nano, and I figured if the two of them are converged into one device, then I can just carry the one thing around. It's got a nice screen. I've got lots of games and other very useful programs on there, like Evernote, which is something that I've just downloaded again recently, which I'm going to find very useful.
Yep.
I use a program called BeeJive for instant messaging. It does the ICQ and MSN, Jabber, and everything you can think of there for instant messaging. It's got push notifications. I find that useful.
Cool.
I use the Facebook app. I use Echo Fon for Twittering. I've got a TripView application which lets you see the trains and buses and ferry timetables. Really easy to use. You can get a free one of those or you can pay. I ended up paying because I found it that useful. Okay. And I also have Geosphere for geocaching where you get coordinates of hidden boxes, plastic containers all over the world, and you go find them and log it on the geocaching.com website. So I do that a lot as well. So I find it really useful. Everything's converged into the one device. It's got the GPS, it's got the phone, it's got the music player, and all of those things I find very useful. So it saves me having to buy, you know, half a dozen different devices.
Yeah, I agree. I've got a computer and a netbook and an iPhone and stuff, so I don't think I'll be buying an iPad anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a bit too bulky for the kind of thing that I like to do.
It is.
If I'm going somewhere, I'll take the netbook.
Yep.
Which I can install whatever I want on and not just what Apple tells me I'm allowed to.
Yeah, true.
And everything else I can get on the iPhone. And I've got a 3G USB key that I can plug into the netbook so I can get 3G anywhere I want to. So if I go to meet up any other geocaches or I'm out on the road, I can just plug that in. I've got internet anywhere I want to, and it's got about 12 gigs a year to use up, so that's quite a lot. So with that and my desk computer for when I'm at home doing really complex things that take up a lot of memory and CPU, I don't really have much use for the iPhone.
Yeah, exactly.
iPad.
Yeah, true. Are you using Windows 7 on your computers?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't use anything else now. Windows 7 is the best operating system I've used, and I've had... I started with Windows 3.1 and even the DOSes before that, and Windows 98 and 2000, XP, Vista. I had a beta on my computer for a couple of months until that expired, and then I didn't want to use that again. But once 7 came out and I beta tested that, I won't go back to anything else. It's just the best operating system. I've even tried OS X on my current Dell PC and also my Asus netbook Hackintoshed onto there. And I just find Windows 7 is the best out of everything.
Yeah, I love Windows 7. It's really good. It's good to use and stuff. And, yeah, it works well for me.
Just does everything I need.
Yep.
It's fast. It's sleek. It looks really nice. And
when I go back into
the office every day, I'm using XP, and it just looks so archaic and old.
Yeah, true. And, John, what about you? What's your opinion on Windows 7? What do you think about it?
Yeah, so far, as a person who has lots of experience with lots of operating system, I found this operating system far better than the previous one, Vista. It's very stable, it's fast, quick, and, it's very nice. Very nice to work on with it.
Yep.
John, would you get an iPad?
I don't think so. I don't know how to use it. I mean, like, I don't have any reasons to use it because I mainly work with a
computer and they're looking at the specs alone with their iPad. I think it's not a geek. It's not a geek device for me.
No, the funny thing that I've heard recently is people saying that they preferred their iPad Nano, which is obviously iPhone or iPod Touch. That's how I like it.
Yeah.
One thing that repelled me with that device, iPad, is that it's using the same OS as the iPhone, right? So it's just like an iPhone. They just enlarge the screen.
Yep.
And all
it
that.
Is just one big iPhone.
It's probably more. It's probably more enticing to me to get if that device would run the OS X.
You also can't make any phone calls on the iPad, even though it's on a 3G network. I mean, you wouldn't want to hold it up to your face, but even a Bluetooth headset would be great.
Yeah.
If you have any camera, I think it would be great if they integrated a camera on it. Just, you know,
there's a lot of rumors that it will have a camera, though. The software's probably space for it.
Yeah, true.
Probably the next iteration of that device would probably include the camera, right? That's what I think. I think it's cool, you know, to be able to call someone on Skype with that large tablet device you can bring anywhere. And also, I wasn't surprised it doesn't have any output to the TV, which would have been great.
Yeah, true. We have an interview with Tyson Brooks from tysonbrooks.org. How you going, mate?
I'm doing good.
That's the way. Explain to people, what is StreamZilla and how did you make it and what does it do?
Well, StreamZilla is an air app that I put together kind of in mirror image of Stream Desk, which I've used in the past within the last few months and also in the past, and it runs really heavily on your resources on your machine, so I decided to make something different and with Adobe Air this time. Cool. So you can watch different shows, for instance, like Computability, Fully Squared, Frugal Tech, Jill's Kitchen, Ron Knights, and the Tech and All Things like Big Bad Fletch. Justin TV and Ustream shows, anyone can really add to it. It's a app that's developed by the community now, or that's voted on by the community. I don't have any control over what shows get added. If you want your show added to the stream, all you have to do is email me, and my email is me@tysonbrooks.org. From there, I just need your Ustream or Justin TV links, any IRC information that you have for your chat rooms, and a schedule if you have it. And from there, I put together the information that I need to put into the poll, and then there's going to be a new section released this week for the poll that will be on StreamZilla itself, and also I'll be tweeting it out by the Twitter account that I have for StreamZilla, and that's at Mr. StreamZilla on Twitter. So it's completely controlled by the community now, just to keep it completely open to the public and just let them have the control of it.
All right, sounds good. How long did it take you to make this application?
To get it up and going, it only took me a couple of days, and it's still in the development, so there's things that I'm still looking at learning on how to do so I can implement it. A couple of the other options that I'm thinking about putting into it is giving the user the ability to change the background. So if they don't like the orange text on the black background, they can change it to whatever they wanted within the presets that I'm going to build. And then another one is coming up with either a red or green dot next to the name in the show list to tell you if that stream is on air or not. So you don't have to go clicking through each one to find out if it's online or not.
All right, nice, good stuff. So can you actually broadcast from this application, or you can only watch videos from it?
It is not for broadcasting, it's just for viewing streams. Like the caption on it says, StreamZilla, your stream viewer solution.
All right, cool, good stuff. And what do you actually do with yourself? Do you actually do any podcasting or anything like that? I've actually seen you on Computability a few times and the Tech Buzz.
I'm
and that
getting
sort of stuff.
Into doing. Well, I don't get on the Tech Buzz anymore, I'm starting my own stream, and you can find my live stream at live.tysonbrooks.org. I also have my own IRC network that I'm running my chat room off of, and that's if you have an IRC client, you just go to irc.tysonbrooks.net.
Right.
And my chat room is #Tyson on that chat room. And I mean, I am into web development, videography, photography. I've got my hands in just about everything.
Cool, good stuff. Any iPhone applications at any time soon? Any iPhone stuff?
I need to find a way that I can actually develop those. I've had requests for that, but I don't have anything to be able to test it or even build it right now.
Okay. Do you own an iPhone yourself at all?
I do not.
Okay.
All right. I don't even own a Droid.
Oh, okay. I stick with the iPhone. I'm not going to get any of them phones, even the iPad. I'm more okay with the iPad at the moment, but I'll see what happens when it comes out or if I like it. What's your opinion on the iPad?
I've heard enough of it.
Yeah, same here.
To tell you the honest truth. Yeah. I went to make a blog today. Normally, I'll get up in the morning and I'll look at CNN or USA Today and see if I can find anything that's interesting that I can put my own two cents in about that I've actually used, that I know about. Because I'm not going to get on a stream or on a podcast or anything and say, oh, yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah.
And just start talking away. I'm not going to start preaching to the choir if I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I don't use Apple. I'm mostly a Windows guy. I don't even use Linux. The only time when I use Linux is when I have to do anything for my IRC network because it's based off of a virtual private server.
Mm.
And it's running off of that. So I have to use the command line. And I've forced myself to use and learn new things with that. But the iPad, yeah, I've heard enough on it.
Yeah, same. I agree.
And it was all over CNN and USA. And I'm like, you know what? Forget this. I'm not even going to try and write a blog today.
Yeah, even on YouTube, I'm getting sick of seeing the videos on YouTube. I just click the close button on them, and I don't watch them. I'm over it. You know, I woke up at 6:30 on when was it released on Thursday? Was it Thursday? Thursday?
Something like that.
Yeah,
like
and
yesterday or something.
I opened up my Twitter on iPhone. All I seen was iPad this and iPad that, and it was quite crazy and interesting. But, yeah, I've actually seen you on Computability as well. How did you get involved with that, mate?
Computability, I actually just stumbled across them. I don't even remember how I found out about them. Someone may have mentioned it to me or something. I may have even seen them on the front page of Ustream. And I just started watching. I mean, I only met these guys back in October.
Okay, yep.
And it's been a really fun ride, if I could put it that way, of getting involved with them and just being on the show all the time, and I finally just broke out of my shell. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get out there. And before, I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, actors do it on stage, techies do it in the dark.
Okay.
I'm a techie. You're going to see me behind the scenes doing anything.
Yeah.
But now I'm trying to work my way like in front of the camera. I'm not going to jump up on stage, though, and start doing a play.
Yeah.
That's not me. You're going to find me in the tech booth.
Yeah, true. True. Yeah, now the computer, they're cool guys. I've seen their live stream a few times then, and Scott's, you know, he's quite funny in that, and he knows a lot about computers and that sort of thing. And seeing Jill's Kitchen as well, that's quite good to watch as well. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Jill makes my mouth water every time when she cooks. And Scott has a really good knowledge of computers, especially for doing it for 10 years as a computer technician.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, we'll stream Zilla. You can check that out at tysonbrooks.org/StreamZilla. That's any updates soon with that, mate? Next week, did you say, or something? In a week, or
I will be releasing another poll to have some more shows put on there, and then within the next couple of weeks, we should find out maybe 3 or 4 more shows that get put on it.
Cool. All right. So if people want their show added, it's either Ustream or Justin TV. Does it really matter?
Whatever. It does not matter, but they need to be able to have an IRC network. Okay. And if they don't have one, not an IRC network, but an IRC chat room, if they don't have one, they can always talk to me through email, through Twitter, whatever. And you can always go to my website, too, and then talk to me in the chat room about signing you up and getting you a room on my network. I'm totally fine with that. It's a public network. Anyone can get on there and create your own room. Even if you don't have a stream, you can still come and join the network and put your room on there. And then embed it on your website if you have a website for podcasts or for anything.
Cool, good stuff. All right, now I'm going to say now. Tyson Brooks, thanks for coming on, mate.
No problem.
Been a pleasure. Anything else you want to add to this interview chat thing? You want to say hi to anyone?
Well, I'll plug Computability. How about that? Check them out every Saturday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Scott and Jill.
Yep.
Computability.
Go ahead. Anyone? Would you want to say hi to anyone?
Nah, that I can think of.
All right, mate. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Thank you.
This is Tech Web. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
Another geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.